Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's such a beautiful day outside, and you know what? It should also be a beautiful day for you inside. If you're doing all the right things that you know you should, especially after listening to the global vision for living today, oh, yeah, you got it going on. Thank you, guys. Thank all of you for tuning in to this segment. This is segment number part four. And our topic segment is, how do I know God? Psalms 83:18, can't get enough of that, is interested in me. Well, we're going to really learn a little more to these parts, because if God finds out, this supernatural being, that you're not really interested in him, he ain't going to be interested in you. And what's so great about this is that once the God of the universe is interested in you, what else is a part of you? You may have a daughter. You may have a son. You may have grandchildren. You may have a connection of people. If he's going to get interested in you, that means everything that you started, everything that you moved along the side of the road, everything that you called a part of you by name, he is also going to be interested in them. This is what this generational love and generational care is all about. So we're not going to get it twisted. We're going to learn a little bit more about how we can become more interested in God, so he can become interested in me, interested in my home, interested in my car outside, interested in my health. Oh, that's a big thing these days, especially with COVID, Omicron still walking to and fro in the earth. Isn't that something wonderful today? If you don't hear anything else good today, just know that if God is interested in you, because you are interested in him, that means everything you touch. He told one of the psalmists, you know, everything you touch is going to turn into prosperity. People are crying, begging, betting and playing on the horses to get prosperity. Let's not talk about the multi-billion dollar a year lottery. So we're going to jump right into our topic. How do I know God? How do I know? Who am I? Is interested in me? Oh, my God. How do I know he's interested? Well, we've already said a little bit about it, but we're going to welcome all of you to the show. As you know, Colonel Dr. William Harrison is with us and has been with us. I think maybe we've had 180. This is 189th show segment, and I think he's only missed three. So, yay. So, you know what? If God ain't keeping us alive for anything else, he's keeping us alive because this show is glorifying his name. Anybody can get a piece of paper to hang on the wall. That doesn't necessarily mean that God is glorified in that. What it means is that God helps you to get that. So, of course, you owe him. Again, thank you for tuning in. You know, people are saying, I'm so sick and tired of being a human loser. I feel no one really cares about me. I feel abandoned and a failure in all I do. Why am I here? Do I really matter living day by day, just eating and drinking? My God, what is that? I feel worthless with a fake smile on my face. God, help me, please. Are you interested in me? What must I do to get your attention? Well, okay, Psalm 83:18 is something that everyone must do. They must know and honor the true God of the universe. You ain't going to get nothing for knowing about him. You're going to get something for honoring him and making up your mind that you need his help. For anything, getting out of bed. I know some people say it takes me an hour to get out of bed. Well, okay, call on Jesus. You know, there's a song there, and I usually play it a lot. It's gotten millions millions of views. If you ever get sad, just go to your YouTube and turn on Willie. I don't really remember his last name, but he's standing on a stage with a microphone, and he's talking about Jesus is on the main line, and people running up there dancing. If you're ever sad, before or after prayer, go to YouTube. Jesus is on the main line. And I think he got about 5 million views. And I tell you, they up there, they tearing it up. You know, Colonel Harrison and I have really did our best, I think, to get to part four, because people are interested, we know, in so many things. But now we got to get down to the meat of it. So Colonel Harrison, start us off. What are two or three things a person must do to get God's attention? We know, number one, they've got to first know who he is and know his name.
Good morning, Dr. Capitino, listening audience. It's so good to be on the Global Living Show again. The first thing is that they have to pray unto God, because prayer is always important. It's our way of communicating with God and talking to God, seeking God, and interacting with God. So that's the first thing, is to pray unto God. Secondly, get to know God, and there will be some others I'll add to this. And we get to know God either through prayer or through reading the Bible, studying the Bible, or having a teacher who can teach us the principles and the values and the nuggets that are in the Bible. So prayer, number one, get to know God, who God is. Number two, who is the Psalm 83:18 God?
Okay, that sounds wonderful, but I'm going to put a twist in there. The first thing anyone should know is to know who God is. Who is he? Rather than, okay, I'm going to just start praying. I'm number one, prayer. I'm just going to say, yeah. Well, who am I praying to? And am I praying to him for? So I'm gonna turn that around. That's a great answer you just gave. But I think number one, hallelujah, praise God from the heavens above to the earth below. You must first find out who this God is. Who is he? Where is he? What is his name? Where did he come from? When do I get to see him? How do I get to see him? I mean, oh, my God. Oh, my God. The first thing that you listeners should do, just don't start praying out. Satan intercepts prayers. Twist them around. You first got to know who God is. What is his name? You first got to know who you should be praying to. I'm just not going to wake up and start rah, 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 rah. So let's go back where we can find out what this God is about. Psalms 83:18, which is in our heading here, says that thou, whose name art Jehovah, art the most high God alone, all by himself. The old women say he's God all by himself. Art the most high God over all the earth. Oh, okay. Oh, really? Most of all, okay, I got that. I now know who I should be praying to. If I'm going to fall down half naked on my face in so much misery, I can hardly open my eyes up, I am going to find out who this God is. Okay, number one, we done found out, we done heard. Open your Bibles if you got one handy, Psalm 83:18. I was telling a young lady on this study, crying eyes out. If you don't know nothing else to say, you really don't know how to pray, just hold your hand up and say God is. Hold your hand up, Jehovah is. Hold your hand up, Jehovah help. It doesn't take long, drawn-out prayers. It really doesn't. And can you imagine praying to a God in, oh, my God, different languages? Oh, you got it going on. So Number one, how do you know God is interested in you? Because Psalm 83:18 says, oh, my God, he's the most high God over all the earth. And you in the earth, you in the earth, you know that's one way to know that God is interested. Colonel Harrison also made another point. He mentioned, and I love how he does this, no matter what I say, he said, get to know God. You better be careful with that. Pray to Jehovah to get to know him more. How you going to get to know him? Jesus says, no one cometh to the Father except through me. No one gets to Jehovah who created Jesus. No one. No one lets you come through him. So, we're on to something else. So I'm not going to run out there trying to beg Lucifer to send me somebody to help me know Jehovah. Y'all all know who Lucifer is. I am next. Next. After I discover who he is, the next thing I'm going to do, then that is the one I'm going to pray. God, help me to know more about you. Jehovah, you see, I messed up and have messed up. Jehovah, hold me up in the palm of your hand. There's a whole lot of ways and things you can say to get to that God, especially if you feel like a failure, you done lived 1,200 trillion years and have not come to naught. Nothing is more serious than getting to the end of the day of your road, the road of your day, and you look back and you say, I got $2 in the bank, and they're going to get that before they pull me out of that freezer in the morgue. I mean, hey, I'm saying something, but that is one in two ways. Colonel Harrison, let's think of some more ways that we can share with your audience on how they can know God, how they can get to know God, how do they know God is interested in them.
You know, they'll find out that God is interested in them because we are part of God's creation, which is the earth. And so there are things after we get to know who God is, this Jehovah God 8318, after we pray unto him, then we have to position ourselves to get in a right relationship by changing our ways, turn toward God, search for God. And after we search for him, we'll find him by changing our ways and start doing good things, considering of other people as well as things for ourselves. Most people are selfish, only think of themselves. But we have to change our ways. If we're doing things that are causing us to have personal problems, we got to change our ways. And that's called turn around, turn away from those things, and turn directly to God.
Oh, my God, that's so interesting because, you know, thinking about John in the Bible. You got your Bibles there, John 3:16. We're the channeling of this information to you. This information we're giving you this morning is not just because we think we're all that in 3 bag of chips. We don't have time for that. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. Sounds like he's interested in, just like Colonel Harrison said, anything on this earth. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave. He didn't sell it. He gave. Nobody put a gun in his ribs. He gave his only begotten son that all those that might believe in him should have everlasting life, everlasting spiritual life. Hey, that says it all. So, oh, my God, and here I am. I'm alive to hear this. I'm alive to read it. I'm alive to put it into practice. Well, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. Okay, so hey, you guys out there, now you know that God is interested in you. So what are you going to do with that? Colonel Harrison just said that you should repent. Repent means to turn around. And since it's a word of spiritual connotation, it means, as Colonel Harrison said, stop all the nonsense. Stop all of the embarrassment. Stop all the wholesale foolishness. Stop right now. Turn around from them dead works. Because if your works are dead, you are dead. Period. Simple as that. Law of physics. What goes up must come down. with that being said, then that means we have to make a choice. And we said earlier that if you and me and anyone else decide to even think about turning around, guess what? God is a good God. Says he's a God of love. He's going to turn everybody in your immediate environment around. Sooner or later, quicker than quick, the beast you know running around is going to wake up one day and they ain't going to want to be no beast no more because, see, beast is not welcome everywhere. So they're going to catch on fast that is something wrong with me, myself, and I. Them people over there in the scriptures, it said that when people saw from a distance God's people, they knew who they were. Just look at their faces. Look what they got on. Look how they're standing up. Look how they're talking. Who wouldn't want to be a part of that? How many would not? So, yes, we sure have covered some good territory this morning because, yes, that's another way you know that God is interested in you. Now, let's talk about the one called Jesus because he said, I and the Father are one. So however the Father feel and the decree that the Father has given, the Psalm 83:18, Father, hey, goes for the one called Jesus. He also left a model. People are talking now about Ukraine and Russia. Let me tell you something. My daddy, Bishop Mims, used to always say, stay out of God's business. Just do what he told you to do. Stay out of his business. Whatever's going on in the world, oh, my God, we already read that all of this, he's the creator God, so all this is his. Let him deal with it. Who am I to give any kind of a comment about what's going on in the world? I didn't make it. Hallelujah. I did not create it, and I'm not going to take it out of existence. I'm powerless there. But I'm not powerless to get to know this God because, you know, like we said opening, I'm sick of this. Put one feet forward and with the other one, you're falling backwards. No, no, no. No, 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 no. You know God is interested in you because you're up listening to this show. You could be somewhere dead, lying in your grave, but he gave you another chance. Now, let's go to another point. People are saying, well, how do I know this God is worth following? Yes, okay, you told me. Yes, I can see where he's interested in me. Now, what are some of the things we can do to get God interested in us? Colonel Harrison, give us three. What are three additional things we can do to show God that we're interested, not go about trying to talk? Bishop said you can make your mouth say anything, but how? Let's go to that. How can we? What else can we do to have God become interested in us?
Number one, love God, who's the creator. Number two, love our neighbors as ourselves, love one another. And number three, have compassion for one another. So love God, love one another, and have compassion toward each other.
Let me ask you a question. How many people do you know that are doing what you just said? I'm pretty sure the listeners want to know. Love God. Number one, you got to be taught to love him. You're not going to wake up. We're born in sin. We're not going to wake up, oh, you know, I heard that name. So, okay, let me see what I can do about it. Kind of give us some more expoundation on that because we're in a world where the Bible even says love is going to choke itself down. You say to have compassion. How many, you know what, even if you turn the TV off, let's get real. How many people is going to do that now? Okay, we're going somewhere. How many going to do that, have compassion for one another? Murder rates is up quadruple in Los Angeles and all across the nation. They begging if they were going to defund the cops in Michigan. Chicago, they begging them with triple pay to come back. And some are still holding out. I mean, it sounds like and it looks like and it smells like, oh, my God, there's something wrong with that picture. So let's kind of take it back because I don't think this is they're going to stop doing what they're doing and show some compassion. Oh, my God. I don't even know how to spell. I think it's C-O-M-P-A-S-S-O-N. Okay. Let's think again. Let's go all the way to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean with our answer. Let us hear from you again on that.
Okay, God, as you said earlier, Dr. Capitano, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And so when he gave his only begotten son as a sacrifice for mankind to show us how to live a life that's pleasing to God, God gave us the right to duplicate ourselves. We are the highest form of beings that God has created. So if God is love, then we who are offsprings of God are to love one another. And that's the challenge. What kind of love? I'm talking about heavenly love, agape love, not this Eros love or this sensuous love, but the love of God that we should have in each other, that we're concerned about. I'm concerned about your welfare. You're concerned about my welfare, our children's welfare, whether we're safe or not, concerned about the betterment of the family and the community. And all of that is centered around love. It begins with love, and it will end with love. And so we like love in the world because God's nature is the essence of love. And so we have to be that which he is. So that's why love is the first thing on the table, and then those components of love like kindness and compassion and respect and all those things come later on. But godly love, heavenly love.
That sounds very interesting, but I don't think it sounds enough for me to get out there on the corner and start hugging people I don't know, telling them I love them, tell them come over to my house, I'm going to show you some love. I think we need to go a little deeper than that because the Bible says love, or even the semblance of love, the look of love, it is all going to be relieved on this earth. People are going to be roaming around killing and shooting each other like never before. Jesus said there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, but take heed, I'm with you to the end. Oh, my God, no one is saying anything there at that last instance. When Jesus was sending forth those people after he was raised from a crucifixion state, he only gave two things. He didn't say nothing about, okay, I want you to go on out there and I want you to love your neighbor. He said, go ye therefore, go ye teach and preach. That's what he's saying. So if we want to know the last instance, I'm not talking about what Paul said in Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. I'm not talking about them on Mars, Hill, Areopagus, City of Athens, coming down the building in a basket. They was looking to kill him. And then all of a sudden they find themselves on the water. Here he comes, Jesus, walking on the water. Come on now. We are amongst some of the worst people that have ever lived. You talk about the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Medes, the Persians, the Egyptians. Hey, we are living among some of the most vicious people. I don't have to name one. His name been in the news that have ever been conceived. But right now, I just want to know, what do I have to do to get God interested in me? Well, number one, okay, you guys, get your pad and pen. Number one, you have got to know him. You have got to know. The Bible says that thou might know that he alone art the Most High God over all the earth. Come on now. Let's take this in baby steps. Who is he? Who is this Psalm 83:18 God? Where is he? Where did he come from? That right there is for study. I know there's some people sitting up in the churches don't know that name or can even find it in the Bible. Been going there all these years. Because if they really knew him, how do I know God? interested in me, I got to, you, me, we got to get interested in him. And how you going to do it? You got to learn about him. You got to find out about him through scripture. Not going to Tom, Dick, and Harry wanting to know, well, do you know Joe? Open up the word, the entire Bible. I was telling someone yesterday, from Genesis and Revelation, it is all about Jesus and his father, known as Jehovah. That's it. You don't know the Bible. I tell you what. You find out through that Bible who he is. And he says, I'm going to give you the living water. Hallelujah. You'll never thirst again. You'll never be hungry, thirsting again, running around here trying to fit in where you know. The Bible says that you are in the world, but not part of it. And I tell you what, show that God, you craving to be a part of the world, going around laughing, skinning, grinning, dead. They dead, although they're on their feet. So how do I know that God is interested in me? Because number one, you're on this line listening, whoever you are, wherever you are. And whatever you are doing, he is convicting you through this study here. What else? Colonel Harrison, before we close out, we have 4 minutes. How else do we know God is interested in us, in me, you? It's a blockbuster.
We know
there's one more way we know.
Because we're part of God's creation. He created us in his image and his likeness, and therefore we are part of God, part of the body of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and he expects us to do good works, as you said earlier, to go ye forth and tell others about how God changed our lives. So that's how we can go forth. We're part of God's creation, and knowing that he loves us because he created us.
Very good answer. And before we close out, I'm going to add this other 2 cents to it. On a call yesterday, a lot of people scared, wondering, well, what do I do? And Russia, this, you can't even spell it. Stop talking about it. And they over there doing that. And Ukraine, can't even spell that either. Be quiet. And they over there. The answer to all that, hey, you guys, praise him. Ain't got a dollar in the bank. Praise God. Don't know where your grandson is. But you really better start praising Jehovah God then. Bank is saying they closing up, can't find your $30,000 you deposited. That's something else going around. That's a true story. Oh, and let me not forget this. Don't even know where you're going to get your next meal from. Oh, yes. Praise him. The story was from James Mims, when praises go up, blessings come down. Ain't got what you want. Ain't got what you need. Doesn't pray for 1,000 million years. Still ain't got nothing. Praise him. Keep praising him. Get up on your feet and walk through your house and praise him. Man at the door with a knife trying to get in to kill you. Oh, really? Start praising him. In everything you do, in all things you do, Paul said, in all things, praise him. Give God the glory. You glorify God by your actions, your speech, your words, your conduct with fools and fools not. He's going to glorify you on earth. Glorify him by your works, and he will glorify you. Talk all you can about him, and watch him talk all they can about you. Hallelujah. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed us right here now. You know, we come to you with no foolishness, no holds barred. If it ain't, it ain't. If it is, it is. Bless you for tuning in this morning to the Global Vision for Living Today. And don't we need it? Without vision, you're going to perish. Your kids going to perish. Your grandkids, they going to perish. No doubt about it. So it starts with you. It starts with us. Glorify God on earth, and he will glorify you. Hallelujah. Have a great weekend. Tune in next week, same place, same time. God bless you. Thank you again for tuning in.